First, though, for 57 years, Frank Lowy has been the grandfather of Australian shopping, bringing an Australian spin on the American idea of the mall to shoppers in cities and suburbs all over the world. But the Lowy family, founders of Westfield, have now announced their time at the helm is up, accepting a $32.8 billion takeover from French property group Unibail-Rodamco. That will mean an end to Frank Lowy's chairmanship of the company that he started in Sydney nearly six decades ago. His sons Peter and Stephen will also cease to be co-chief executives.
This is obviously a day of mixed emotion for me, but I'm 100% comfortable with our decision. For Peter, Stephen and I, the roles will change. We will move from being executives to being investors.
Westfield Corp Chairman Frank Lowy speaking there overnight. So with consumers increasingly embracing online shopping, what does all of this mean for the future of retail? Sean Sands is an associate professor at Swinburne Business School in Melbourne, an expert in retail studies. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Frank Lowy, obviously synonymous with retail in Australia. What is his legacy?
Yeah, Frank really, as you mentioned, he is, I guess, one of the kings of shopping centres globally. He took the concept really back to the US and took a concept that was American and bet them at their own game, creating some of the best shopping centres in the world.
What is it that the Lowys did differently to other people? How did they make a go of it?
Well, they really focused on valuable key assets over time. So some of their assets are some of the cornerstones of not only Australian property, but also US property and also in the UK. So fantastic quality assets, great experiences for customers, a huge variety of options in centres, and a great mix of non-retail, so food and really fantastic experiences.
And I read that there's some analysis to suggest that they've continued to sort of survive and thrive even as online shopping has taken off, because their malls have been at the upper end of the market, and that's withheld the onslaught better than malls at the bottom end.
Yeah, they've been very strategic in the kinds of properties that they invest in. As you say, the kind of the top end of the retail market, the flagship centres, I guess you call them, and that's not only here in Australia. If you think about the centres that Westfield own, but really around the world with all their centres, and I think that's really helped them through that buoyant online shopping time.
So Frank Lowy said overnight during that press conference that this takeover deal is the result of the company's restructure that was started in 2014. Do we know why he's going now? Why has this moment arrived at this point?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back over Frank Lowy's history, it's really about he's been the king of timing as well. I think with everything he's done, it's always seems to be this perfect timing. And from starting Westfield back in the six decades ago to today, I think it's just a matter of him being a very astute businessman and being able to pick timing. And obviously, as the family's getting older and the grandkids and the great grandkids are looking to, not be in the business per se, and they're doing a wide variety of things outside of retail, I think it's just time for the family legacy to move on.
And what does this actually mean for Westfield shopping centres in this country? Because as I understand it, they're sort of carved out. It's a separate business.
Yeah, it is. It's a separate business. So the centres will, for this stage, stay trading, and I believe also the Westfield brand will stay with the global company as well. So those centres will still be branded Westfield around the world.
Now, everyone is talking, well, not everyone, a lot of people talking about Amazon. It's launched in Australia last week. It didn't really have a lot of the buzz that it's had in other places, but nonetheless, online retail is a big force to be reckoned with in the retail market in Australia. Are we starting to see things really shift a gear here in that regard?
I think in retail we've seen seismic shifts over history. We've seen the internet come, online shopping, we've seen mobile phones coming in, people going into stores and shopping on their mobile phones and comparing prices, and now we've seen the entry of huge companies like Amazon. But I think retail as an industry in Australia is very resilient. I think retail has bounced back, and yes, there'll be strategic shifts in terms of how retailers operate. But fundamentally, I think our retail business will remain strong, whether it's online or whether it's offline.
But there is, I suppose, if you compare the Australian market to the British market, for example, or the American market, I mean, we're way behind in terms of the access to online retail. It just doesn't seem to function in the way that it does in those countries. Will there be a point at which we start to catch up, in your view?
it's always going to be slower here in terms of the mass, the country, the size of the land, the shipping cost. So we're never going to have the kind of penetration of something like a UK, European, London or New York market where it's just so easy to, you know, there's so many people in such a small or such large land masses. So I think we're always going to be behind in that respect. But I think there's some great companies that are doing some amazing things online, and actually just like Westfield did back in the day, taking the shopping centre concept to the US, I think we're seeing a lot of fantastic startups here in Australia taking online retail outside of our country to the world.
I often wonder about that analysis, though, because Australia does have very big cities where there are high concentrations of people in small areas. You know, you've got Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. They're all, you know, pretty decent-sized cities, even on a global scale. Why is it that online retail can't be made to function in those places in the way that it does in those other big global cities that you mentioned?
Yeah, I think it does when you actually look at Sydney and Melbourne and those comparisons to a city like New York or London. I think...
Oh, come on. How often do you use online shopping in Australia? It's not a patch on what you can do online in some of those other countries.
Yeah, I think as you're seeing free returns, free delivery even, Australia Post parcel collection pickup, making it easier for you to actually pick up your parcels. You're looking at options now with Amazon, with the Amazon Prime. I think it's definitely heading in the right direction. And as consumers, there's just so much choice now.
Some argue that the idea of a shopping mall more broadly as an institution is dead. In the US, many major bricks and mortar retailers like JCPenney's, Macy's, Sears, Kmart, all reducing their footprint. What's your view of whether the mall as such has a future?
I think the mall definitely is here to stay, there's no doubt. I think retail is here to stay. Physical retail is definitely here to stay, no doubt. Yes, we're going to go through a transition. Yes, smaller footprints, more hub-and-spoke models. So larger, so say Kmart, for instance, they'll have larger stores that feed smaller distribution centres, feed smaller stores in a wider network. But people love to shop. People love to go out and spend time looking at products, touching, feeling and doing. And I think that we're always going to have that strong market here in Australia and globally.
Yeah. I'm interested to know, you said you shop online every week. How much of your Christmas shopping are you doing online this year?
Probably about 40 to 50% of it, I'd say.
Yeah, right.
As much as I can.
Sean Sands, thanks very much for your time and have a good Christmas.
Thanks a lot, you too.
Sean Sands is an associate professor at Swinburne Business School in Melbourne. It's 14 minutes past 8. You're listening to RN Breakfast.